Okay, so this is Michael Balsam. We're resuming our Hilchos Chanukah in the Mishnah Berurah, Tav Resh Ayin Vav, the brachas of the Chanukah. What we say. So when we light on the first night, we say three blessings. We say Lehadlik Ner Shachanukah, Shasa Nisin, and Shechianu. Now, if you don't bless at night on the first night. On the second night, like you say where you remember, meaning, and we'll look inside what that says. But basically, it says, if you don't say the blessing the first night, or to just go. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Hadik ner shel Chanukah." The Gemara vechol aposkim ita ner shel Chanukah. They say shel Chanukah. V'chen katav amar shal. Ach shekatav sheyomar shela Chanukah. So we don't say shela Chanukah. We say shel Chanukah. So we don't say it in one word, rather in two words, Shel Chanukah. And this is what we're accustomed to saying. Now, it should be also when you're saying in the bracha, Bizman Hazeh, it's with a base. It's not Uz Zman Hazeh, it's not with a Vav and a Vav, or a Vav and a base. It's Bizman Hazeh. And when you say Vehigiyanu, now this says Lizman Hazeh, it says, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that the blessing in Shechianu Vehigianu should be Lizman with a Chirik and not a Patach. Now I asked downstairs, I asked Rav Naftali, I asked Rav Morty, I asked a lot of people here, because it's very interesting why it says Lizman, and it doesn't say that in any other brachas. It doesn't say like we say for Shechianu in any other brachas. So I have not found why we say Lizman, and according to Mishnah Berurah, it's Lizman. One answer that I received was that it must have been at the time people were saying both Lazman and Lizman. And most nowadays, if you look into the Darim, it says Lazman. So it means that it must have been like a minhag somewhere else to say Lazman. And the Mishnah Berurah was poskening where he was from, and in that area and stuff. Now is the bracha. But he doesn't give any reason why. So it's very interesting. So for now, we're still saying we say Lazman. According to Mishnah Berurah, though, it says Lizman. So Bezrat Hashem, I'm trying to find an answer as to why we say that. I just haven't been lucky yet on that. Okay, so we said, well, she yizkor, until he remembers. Meaning that on the other nights of lighting, meaning, so if he remembers after lighting, he doesn't say the blessing anymore. Meaning like Shechianu, basically, like when you're going to say it. Then you say it on the second night, right? Because the first night you missed it, so then you could say it on the second night, you make it up. You could say Shechianu still, say it. I believe that's what we're saying here.
So for the brachas, do you say that while you're holding the Shamus?
It doesn't say yet. I think it will discuss it, the order, but usually, I think it mentions it further down, but usually, you know, it's before lighting, but I think it's a machlokas. Well, I think it's in...
That's what I was always told, before lighting.
Right. So I think it's in Gimel or Dalet, we'll see. Huh?
You can do the Shariyana in the last day too?
No, well, you only say it one time. I'm saying if you missed it.
He's in the hospital, I don't know what.
Right.
And he come out in the night, in the next day. Maybe.
Right. So you can say it, on the next day. If you missed it on the first day, you could say it.
Well,
that's misunderstood.
Because maybe he was
in
hospital. I don't know what. You can do it only the 8th day. You can do it
Shabbat. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. We'll see. But you couldn't say it after Chanukah. You couldn't say it.
Of course.
Right. During Chanukah, I think you could. Yeah. And we'll see. I think it says it inside. So okay. Base up top says Belil Rishon Vedech Mevarach Shtayim. So after the first night, then you say two blessings, right? You say Laadli Veshas Anisi. The Rama says, "Vayarach kol brachos kodim shechil adlik." That's your question that you're asking. The Rama says here in base that you make the blessing before you light the candles. Now, base in the Mishnah Berurah says that every day was a miracle that happened, right? So that's why there are 8 days of Chanukah, and that's why we say Shasa Nisim Lavaseinu, because each day was a miracle that happened. But Shechianu, that's the start of the holiday, Leda Achalet Hazman. So that's when we're saying, thank you Hashem for letting us reach the start of this holiday period. So we're saying Shechianu at that time frame. Now, Kodim Shitachil Ladik, before you light, this is what your question was, before you light, that's when you say. Now, Because
you light the shamas first, then you say the bracha,
right?
Then you,
then light, you light your candles, right? Because this is the bracha is on the mitzvah; it's going on the mitzvah, and the lighting of the candles. If you lit the candles and you forgot to bless now, right? And only before and before you lit all of them, right? So you're in like candle two. And you lit candle two, it's the fourth night. And all of a sudden you go, wait, I forgot to say the blessings. And it's the blessing. So, as you don't say the blessing. Kulan niskar da'in lo levar. You don't bless. Okay?
So you have to say it before. Do you say it before you light the shamash or before you light
the... You could say it before. When you light the shamash, before you light the Hanukkah candles. We're saying, remember we said yesterday, the shamash doesn't have the kedusha of the Hanukkah candles.
Right.
Right? We're lighting it as to enjoy benefit of it, to, you know, to use it, to be able to use light. So you could light the shamash first, hold the shamash,
but
and then you say the blessing.
You could wait until...
Right, you don't have to. You don't have to, right. Yeah. It doesn't say there, but yeah. Right, so now you're saying, so others say that if you do remember, let's say after you lit them, right, you don't bless them, you don't say la'adlik, but you could still say shas anisin. And also, so too with shechianu, that you could bless it. So shas anisin and shechianu, you could say after you lit the candles, bedievit, if you forgot, and you could say it. But you can't say la'adlik because it'd be, you know, you're saying to light it and you already lit it. So you wouldn't say that frosting on there. Okay? Gimel.
But could you say it if you're lighting the first candle?
And you still have others to light?
And you still have... And you're just like...
You forgot after like the first candle, right? So it says... I mean...
You're starting to light the first candle.
Here it says we don't say the blessing. Right? Kodem shedli kula niskar yadayin lo levach. And he still hasn't blessed. Oh no, sorry. Yesh lo levar. He can say it. Yes. So there, he could say it. So if you have other candles to light, then yes, then you could say the bracha. If you finished completely lighting, and now you know you lit all four candles the fourth night, you lit all four candles, you put them down, and you walk away and go, wait, I didn't say the blessings. You can go back and say this. You could say shas anisim. If it was the first night, you could say shechianu, or if it was a night that you miss Shechianu, you can make up the Shechianu, but you can't make up Ladlik, because Ladlik, what are you lighting then after that?
Right.
On that. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So
if you have more candles, you can still say the
blessing. Right. More candles you're still lighting, you can say the blessing before you obviously finish the lighting on that. Okay, so somebody now, Gimel, somebody who doesn't light, okay, doesn't light on Hanukkah, and in the future, he's not going to light. Meaning that night or so, right? And he's not going to light that night. Nobody's lighting for him in his house. So when he sees the Hanukkah candles, he can say Sha'as Anisi. And on the first night, he can also say Shechianu. And if it's after the second night or the third night, and he's coming to light it, he doesn't go back and say Shechianu there. So, saying... So the first night really is when you say Shechianu, okay? So different than what I said before. Sorry. So because we always have to read further on. So here it's saying the first night, let's say, right? Somehow, either the guy is sick, Chas v'Shalom, he's in the hospital, he's traveling on an airplane, he's unable to light candles that first night, and he sees candles though. If he sees the candles, he can say, again, the second two brachas, he can say She'asa Nisim, and he can say Shechianu. Because the She'asa Nisim is a blessing that Hashem...
You should say it, not
you should say it.
Say it.
Right. Should say it, that Hashem made this miracle happen. So you're seeing the candles, and somebody else is publicizing the miracle of the fact that Hashem made this miracle happen for us. That's why we're saying this blessing. Shechianu is on the Chag. Shechianu is not on the lighting. You know, like whenever we say Shechianu, it's on the Chag, it's on that season. So the Shechianu is the fact that we're enabled to reach the Hanukkah season. What's the Hanukkah season? And the fact that we had this nace, the fact that we had this miracle coming about. So then he could say that as well. But if he said it then, he wouldn't say it the second night. Avuna. He doesn't re-say Shechianu if he thinks, oh, you know, now I'm at my house and I'm finally lighting my own Chanukah candles, but it's the second night of Chanukah. No, you already said this Shechianu. You don't go back and say the Shechianu there. Okay, Gimel then down in the Mishnah Berurah says, but if he's going to light afterwards, then he doesn't say it on the lights. Like, meaning if he's going to get home really late, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, right, and he's going to light, he shouldn't say the blessings then. Because he'll be able to say the blessings after he lights it. So also, if nobody's lighting in his house, there's poskim that say that even if somebody's lighting for him in his house, and since that he's by himself, he's not lighting, and if he's not joining up with another, you know, people's house, if he's not giving them a little coin, like we said, to join up, he should bless on the lighting, in order to praise Hashem for the miracle, to thank Hashem, to praise Hashem for the miracle, Gal Neverach al Shechianu, and then so too he should say Shechianu on that case as well. However, in any case, we're not accustomed to doing this as well. You know, Kedai, it's not fitting really to do this. The suffix brachas la'akel, because we say it's suffix brach la'akel, meaning in the case that the guy's going to light later at 2, 3 in the morning, he should not say these blessings now because he's going to say them later. So we don't want to cause a suffix bracha, right? Eino chozer. So here we're saying he didn't go back for Shechianu. Mishum da'lo berach me'etmol, because he didn't say it yesterday, when he saw the candles. And if yesterday he didn't say a blessing at all, because he was relying on his wife, let's say, to light for his house, and so there it seems that the Mechaber says, the Mishmer says that if his wife lit for him, it's as if, you know, he lit for himself. Alken imba bel el sheni the beso amalek. If he came on the second night now to his house and he wants to light his candles, he doesn't have to say the Shechianu there. Okay? Dalit. Now, after you light, you say the paragraph Haneros Halalu, right? Anu madlikin ala teshuos ala nisim, on the lighting, you know, on the lighting and on the salvation, on the miracles and on the wonders that Hashem provided for us. Okay? No. Says here, this is very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says, you say Haneros Halalu after you light the first candle. Because this is the main element of Haneros Halalu, these candles, and why are we lighting it? And we said we really only have to light one candle, so you're saying you could say it afterwards. And then you go back, the Gemara, you finish the lighting, Shoma Haneros, etc. And when you finish the lighting, you say Haneros.
So you say that every single day.
Every single day, right.
What if you are lighting an electric menorah?
So I don't know. Doesn't talk about that, but I know you, Betty Evid, you could fulfill your obligation with that. Like if you were on an airplane or something, right, you could take a flashlight and light it. But it doesn't, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention that at all in terms of, you know, what to do on that. So you'd have to see later.
Technology,
right, you know? Exactly. That's why, because the electricity wasn't around then. So you'd have to see what
more importantly, the mitzvah is to use a flame.
Right, the mitzvah is to use a flame, correct. So that you really live chatfila, obviously you should try to have Hanukkah candles.
There are thousands of Jewish people who live in nursing homes.
Right,
and they usually have a common menorah in the library that's electric. Some even have them in their rooms.
Right.
So I know there's a rule.
I mean, the Mishnah Berurah here does not talk about it. I also know that there are rulings on it. You have to see some of the, you know, poskim from today. Let's see, Rav Moshe Feinstein. You have to see Rav Eliashiv, Rav Eliyahu Mura. Right. Okay. Hey. So you start lighting on the first night with the candle closest to the right side. And the second night you add the candle, right, closest to that side, and then you start the blessing on the additional candle.
Right.
Which is closest now to the left side. In order that you turn, meaning that you like going to the right. V'chein milel shishi, and so forth. And this is what you do every night when you light. Okay? That's what I'm saying. Eros, Arishon, Shebenusa.
You're lighting the newest candle first.
Right. And that's what you do every day. Now,
you're lighting the newest candle first?
Right. And it's come out then that you should light on the newest candle, because this is like teaching about the miracle, basically. Because this is the extra day of the miracle. So, we had another...
She wanted that day first.
Right.
We always said it reversed.
Right. Okay. Now this is a machlokas Hillel and Shammai of how you would do it. So we compromise and we put the candles in from right to left. Right, we put the candles in going from the oldest to the newest. So we put, you know, because we're starting on over here. Let's say if I'm lighting facing here, we go, this is day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? So we put the candles in still. Day 1 candle is always going in first. Okay? Then we're lighting, though, day 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So you put in right to left, and you let light left
correct,
to right.
Correct. That's what we do nowadays. I think the Mishnah talks about a little bit of that, but that was the compromise basically between Hillel and Beis Shammai as a machlokas of which one you should light. No, we should light and put it in this way. And we're going to see also right now of, you know, even there's people who say you really should light all from the left side and go the opposite way. So, but most people we hold that we place right to left and we light left to right. Okay? Okay, so let's see that inside there on base. Venario Terio. Okay, so and we don't make a differentiation whether it's if we placed it on the right side of the door or on the left side of the door. But we should always start with the candle that we added. And there are those that say if you place the candles now to the right of the door, okay, then you need to light the Hanukkah candles on the right. You should start on the right side because this is closest to the door, and then you would go from right to left. So we said before, previously we said you should be flanked by mitzvahs, right? So you should put your mezuzah when you walk into your house, your mezuzah is on the right side. So we said you should put the candles on the left side. So if you have the candles on the left side, then it's facing, you know, it's opposite that. Now you would start regular way, like we said, put it in left to right, light right to left. Now it's saying, though, if you flipped it and you put your menorah closest to the other side, you should light the opposite way.
So that's where they get, where we got it.
Wow.
Right.
Right to left.
Wow.
Right.
But ideally, Mr. Brewer says, put it in right to left and left light left to right.
Right. Right, and right, because then you would light left to right, and says what you did. So you could rely on both, but our minhag, most people have minhag to light left to right. The newest candle on the left, going towards the right, going towards the older candles. Okay, and it says now to arrange them. Either way, you should arrange them like opposite the door, that this way they're equal to one side and one side.
Mm-hmm.
A tepach, close to the door. This way people will know, or this way you'll be careful that you don't open the door in the middle of the time, and the candles will go out. Meaning, place them a little bit further from your door.
The window or the door.
Right, but place them. You don't want to place them in a spot where you're going to open it up. All of a sudden, you got to leave your house, or somebody knocks on your door. You open up the door, candles go out. So you got to place it a little distance away that they don't go out.
Well, it depends how the construction. Sometimes the window is the threat the door isn't.
Right. If you put them left of the door. Left to right. That's right, yeah. Okay. Okay. So now we're saying go towards your right side, because they said, Chazal said always that you should any turning, anything we do, it's not a turn unless it's to the way of the right. Now, the tradition, that's like when you're supposed to get up and walk and stuff, like when you get up for Bowie Kala, let's say, on Shabbos, you're supposed to get up and turn towards your right side. You're not supposed to turn towards your left side. So you come here and you turn this way. You're not supposed to get up and turn this way. Because that's where we get this from. All turns, you're supposed to go towards the right side. So we're saying we're supposed to go towards the right side. You're supposed to let light going towards the right side. So and so too, we said this on every night. This is what we do. And this is the same law, whether you light in on a window or opposite the door or in the shul. So on the first night, you should light in. You should put the candle in the spot closest to the right side. Then on the second night, you add a candle now to the left of that candle, and then you light that. You would light that candle, and so too on the third night and fourth night. That's how you place in the candles. So every time you're lighting the newest candle, and then you're going downward in the count of the candles towards the right hand side. And he should also put himself closest to the left side. This way he's able to light the candles quicker. And okay. And this way he won't be going over a mitzvah. So if you have, you know, your menorah, let's say, is here, right? And it's the seventh night. You shouldn't stand this way. Right? If the menorah is here and I'm standing here, I should not be to the right of candle one, let's say. I should be closer to the side of candle eight, so I can light right away candle eight. This way I'm not coming over and passing over the other candles. So on those further nights, you should stand closer to the left side, because you're going to light
Also depends if you're right or left, too, right? Does it matter?
Doesn't matter because of the way we're placing the candles and what we said. We said we're placing it right to left and lighting left to right. So if you're left, you just stand a little bit, you know, closer towards that left side. So you want to stand closest to the left side so you can light left to right on there. And that's what it says. Right, and there are those who do the opposite, basically. It says, Rishon, it said small. If you, meaning they placed it on the left side, and they went afterwards, they placed the new one going towards the right, and then they lit, and then they would light it going to the one closest to the left side. So different opinions, so that's what he said. But we hold, most nowadays hold, we place right to left, light left to right. Okay, so we're holding then on Tuf Reish Ayin Zion, which will be if you're a guest in somebody's house. So Bezat Hashem, next time, next week or so. Okay.